But on the line is Yanky Faber. We're going to be discussing what is going on in Israel. Yanky, great to chat to you. What a 24 hours you've been living through.
Yes, hi.
Yanky, where are we with developments? One news source is saying Israel is planning on further attacking Iran. And another news source says because of Trump, everybody's stopping. Where are we at as of now?
No. So basically, at the moment, the war is over. As we speak, the war is over, and nobody is shooting on anybody else. And Israel went back to normal, basically. Okay, all schools will be schools. Everybody's back to business. Iran has fired towards Israel, I think, over 30 rockets. Nothing really happened. Nobody was injured. Maybe a little bit damaged, but not something that it's even worth speaking about. So Trump forced Israel to stop. I don't know who spoke with Iran and told them to stop. Israel attacked Iran very badly. And we just stopped and finished. So today the kids didn't go to school. Tomorrow they will go to school. And everything is basically back to normal. Trump told Netanyahu that he believes that he has a chance to make a deal with Iran. So let's stop the war and let's make a deal with Iran. And this was just posted in the New York Times. So let's hope that something will work out of it. At the moment, there's no war and everything is back to normal.
Back to normal, and Iran is controlling the Straits of Hormuz and sitting on over 400 kilograms of enriched uranium. And it seems to me like they are in a much stronger position than they were before all this started. It seems to me that they've outplayed the Americans. I don't think they've outplayed the Israelis, not for one minute. I think the Israelis have been reined in by Trump. And I'm wondering, from a strategic perspective, how Israelis feeling about where they are now? Is there a sense of betrayal that Donald Trump has let them down?
No, I don't think so. Maybe five people on Twitter. Look, everybody understands that when it comes to America, they cannot fight for ages, you know, for months and months and months, okay? On November, there is midterm election in America, and Donald Trump cannot come to the election when there is a war with Iran. Donald Trump said in the beginning the war will be between 4 and 6 weeks, so and that will happen almost 2 months, but not more than that. America doesn't have the ability, not because she doesn't have enough weapons, it's because the people in America don't like this war. So he had to stop anyway, and the Israelis understand it, but we just want to get a better deal. So yesterday and today, only Israel attacked Iran. America didn't do anything. So we must finish this war. I don't know how, but we must finish it, and Israelis understand it, and that's why they agree with it. So if people write comments against Netanyahu, it doesn't really matter. People want Netanyahu to go. It doesn't matter what's going to happen with Iran, because people want him to go because 7th of October, and that's the main reason why they want him to go. Nothing particular with Iran at the moment.
Do you think Israel has reestablished its deterrence following its attacks on Iran, or has Iran been successful in creating this new, I'm struggling for the English word, I don't know what a mishveh is in English, a new equivalence, that you attack Beirut is seen as an attack on Tehran?
No, it's not. Listen, they can say whatever they want. Israel attacked Lebanon like half an hour ago, okay? Israel keep attacking, and if Beirut and if Hezbollah will attack Israel again, not in South Lebanon, in Israel like Kiryat Shmona or whatever, Israel will attack Beirut. Nobody cares of what they say. They can say whatever they want. Nobody really. Everybody made fun of Iran today. Yeah, they said. You saw Netanyahu attacked. I don't think there is any connection. And listen, the people of Iran, there is about 20 different people who, like, they have a competition between themselves. Who is going to speak more tough against Israel? Who is going to attack Israel? Who is going to do new bombs? They didn't do anything. What did they do? Send 30 rockets that they sent a few months ago. Nothing new. Nothing to be worried. And let's just wait for a good deal with them. I mean, between America and Iran.
I don't know why you're so confident that a good deal will be signed. It doesn't seem to me
Because
that they've agreed to anything of the Israeli demands.
no, they only talk a lot. Listen, the Iranian regime, they only talk a lot. Whoever there is left over of them, they only talk.
Does it worry you at all that the Houthis became involved in this last round of fighting? I mean, it struck me that they'd been really quiet, that to a certain extent the Houthis had been dealt with. It seems to me, this is my reading of it, and you'll probably think I'm wrong, but that Trump's weakness is what emboldened the Houthis to take part in this latest attack.
Look, Israel will take revenge of the Houthis, okay? Not today, not tomorrow. They will. Israel is building intelligence now. You know, before this war, before 7th of October, Israel had no information about the Houthis.
Okay.
No information. Because, you know, they were like very far away. So why waste time? In the last year, Israel have built a lot of intelligence, a lot of information about what's going on in the Houthis. If you remember, last year, Israel killed the majority of the Houthis' government. And so Israel is not wasting time and not going to spend now a few rockets to attack the Houthis because they aimed at more Houthis. Just wait a little bit. Israel will finish off the Houthis and weaken them just as we did to Hezbollah. And yeah, I think the Houthis are not really something to be worried about. And they aimed, I think they fired two missiles. One definitely, I think two missiles they fired. And one of them was destroyed before even it came into the Israeli airspace. So, we don't care
It's
about them.
very encouraging talking to you today, Yanki, because when this started 3 hours ago, the show today, I was feeling that Israel was in a much weaker strategic position. I thought that they'd been outplayed by the Iranians and that the Americans had betrayed them. You're telling me stop worrying so much.
No, I don't think so. Listen, I understand your feeling where it comes from, and especially when you look like from the side, when you stand on the side and you say, "What, Israel was betrayed?" Israel wasn't betrayed. You know what Israel did to Iran? Israel destroyed three factories, who are very, very, very important for the Iranian regime. Okay, that's why Iran stopped firing at Israel, not because they all of a sudden became nice people and said, "Okay, we fired Israel 30 rockets. Let's stop." No. Because Israel has so many places that Israel wants to bomb in Iran, but we didn't do it because Trump said, let's stop. So we stopped. I don't think, listen, what Trump did, no other president would have done to Israel. So I don't think
Interesting.
we've been betrayed.
Interesting. All right, I want to move on to another subject. I don't know what's going on in Turkey, but apparently the interior minister was reported in the Jerusalem Post as vowing to liberate Jerusalem. Is that for real? Is that really what the interior minister of Turkey is reported to have said?
Yeah, I saw it. Listen, I also want to be in charge of Jerusalem. Everybody wants to be in charge of Jerusalem. It's a holy city for Muslims, for Christians, for Jews. Listen, I watch them from time to time. The people in Turkey are also talking a lot of nonsense, and they say we going to Israel, this Israel, that. Listen, Turkey has so much problems in Turkey. Okay, their economy is very, very bad, and they have many, many. If you follow the Turkish news, you will see that every from time to time they have a lot of problems with the opposition, and they are arresting the opposition, they're closing down their places, their offices. So when they want the tension to be on other places, they don't want the tension to be on their government, so they speak against Israel. So you had this guy speaking nonsense in one of those in some place in Turkey, and everybody was posting it. Who cares what they say? They can say whatever they want. I don't think this is. Listen, everybody posted it in Israel. It was nice, but everybody made fun of him on over social
Okay,
media.
no,
I
that's
don't
a
think these were. Only the Minister of Defense, he likes always fighting with Turkey, so he comment about it. But Nobody cares about
it. You're not losing sleep, is what you're telling me. Final issue.
No. I'm really more interested in the election, Israeli election. That's more important than
okay.
Turkey.
We'll talk about that next time. Today, the final issue I want you to address. We saw some concerning footage on the weekend about Hamas still taking control of food trucks coming into Gaza, armed, basically hijacking trucks. Is this a concern for Israel? That Hamas seems to be rehabilitating itself in the Gaza Strip?
Look, Israel is controlling 60% of Gaza. The other 40% Hamas is controlling. They don't have much places to control. And you've got to remember, there's no leader of Hamas in Gaza. All of them were killed. You only have people trying to lead somehow Hamas, Gaza. They're very, very weak. So there's still a few trucks with food. Basically, you've got to remember, every truck that goes into Gaza, nobody has control of it. In Gaza, you have many, many, many terror organizations, many, many militias who are in charge in this area, in that area. Some of those militias work with the IDF. So if you see a video that they take trucks with food, nobody cares. Seriously? No one cares. You know, nobody talks about it in Israel. No news about it. Yeah, sometimes there's a little, just a few words in one of those, in some websites. People in Israel are very concerned about the coming election. Everybody's talking about it. Every side wants to win, of course. And this time the lefties, if there isn't much lefties in Israel anyway, besides the party of Yair Golan, but you know, we can call it the opposition. This opposition, they're doing everything they can to win. They get together. They're not going to win by themselves. They really want to change Israel and make sure that no extreme right wing will be in charge. And they want to make sure that the Orthodox community is not going to get whatever they want, you know, not to serve in the IDF and get a lot of money. So this is what Israel is basically facing in the next few months. And it's going to be very interesting to see which parties are going to run and which parties are going to stay out or going left out, will not be able to make it.
Yanki, nigmar li hazman, toda rabba lecha as always. Thanks for chatting to me, and we will touch base sooner rather than later, I am sure.